Okay,
Blog Talk Radio.
You're going to disturb me every time you say that. I'm just saying. Well, this is the first episode of Point of Your TV Talk. Now, I know this is not kind of like TV. You can't really see anything, but you're going to listen, damn it. Today we're going to talk about the destruction of the black community and some of the things that we can, I think, that we can do to kind of alleviate some of the problems that we're facing. So we got a special guest today. His name is Darren Flood. We're going to try to see if we can get him on the line here. Let's see if I know what I'm doing here. Hold on. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, let me see if I can get some Facebook people up in here. Call me now. People literally, they can just GoFundMe thing as a fucking joke. Now people just want to sell ass on there. Really? Donate some money so we can talk. Wow. I'm trying to figure out how to do this, but how do you put yourself out there like that? Right on the freaking internet saying that you can pay for this. This is what it comes to with our women. Seems like logic and anything up there in the brain is just not a thing that we possess anymore. I don't understand that. Trying to figure out if, am I the only one seeing this? This lady named Victoria Byerson, or Byerson, whatever, however the hell you say her name. She's got a GoFundMe account trying to sell some pussy. And I know some people are going to be like, oh, yeah, girl, I know you got it. You look good on there. And some sep probably going to try to buy some of that. I wonder what else she's selling. She probably already got 10 babies. Buy about 15 baby daddies. So how did they let you get away with this crap anyway? Why would they put this on GoFundMe and the GoFundMe people just sit there and just let it happen? I think that thing needs to be monitored. People are starting to take that site as a joke. And nobody going to go to that site in a while. Yeah, people just buying, you know, selling pussy. And so far, she raised about $35. Which I think she probably donated them herself, though, if you ask me. I mean, am I the only person seeing this? Well, you can call me now. Let's talk about it. Number is 646-716-7264. Again, the number is 646-716-7264. Let's talk about it. Wow. Thank you. Line. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. Let me set this up here. Don't fall asleep on me here, caller. I'll be right there. Account trying to sell some pussy right on the GoFundMe account. Now, have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Oh, wow. Well, this lady named Victoria, she's literally online trying to see. Matter of fact, I'm going to see if I can send you a link. Maybe you can look at it, and then we can talk about it for a second. And then we can get on some of the issues that we need to talk about. But this is disturbing where in our community, this is how it comes to. We have a website where you can actually raise money for people that's in need. But now people are actually trying to sell some ass on there. If you don't mind my... Yeah, let's see here what we got. Now, did you get the link? I just sent that to you.
Nope.
Yeah, I just sent it by Facebook.
Got it. Where did you find this at?
Well, this thing is all over Facebook, right? It's like, I'm on this group called Relationship 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about anything that has anything to do with relationship. It's always about some bull. And I came across this thing. She's actually on there trying to actually sell some butt right on GoFundMe. Send me some money, then we can talk. I think that's what I read on there. Send me some money and we can talk.
$20. She raised $35 already.
Yeah, she raised that. Hey, look, she's about to be rich in a minute. With that, at that speed, she'll be rich in no time. Like by tomorrow, she'll probably be by that Bentley she's always wanted. But I mean, what do you think about something like that, though? In relation to the black community, what do you think?
I mean, I definitely think it's disturbing. I don't think that the website per se, when they intended to use the website, I'm pretty sure they didn't think this would be used for. It just goes to show that, you know, the shamelessness of, you know, how outright we are when it comes to just disgusting behavior. You know what I mean? Like, I'm reading it here, and she's saying she's trying to raise money for a 5-year-old cousin who has a brain tumor. I mean, that in itself should be enough without her trying to sell her body. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like... You know, what's the point in it all? You know, if we can't sympathize with your cousin just having a brain tumor, we don't need you to put your ass out there and try to sell your body. You know what I mean? I don't think that would be grounds for us to donate any more money than us, you know, you not doing it at all. So, I mean, if you want to be a prostitute, just be a prostitute. Don't try to throw your cousin under the bus. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Now, if you ask me, I don't think there's a cousin with no brain tumor, if you ask me that.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, it's just like you say, if you want to be a prostitute, you don't have to put your cousin under there. If they're going to buy it, they're going to buy it anyway, whether or not you have a cousin with brain tumor. Because, but so that goes to show you, I don't understand where, how bad it gotten in the community.
Yeah.
And the next thing somebody would say was, oh, well, white people would do that too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if I can find a link where some white girl is somewhere selling some pussy because her cousin has some brain tumor.
The level of desperation, I mean, it's just, and then it's senselessness. Like I said before, you know, if you want to be a prostitute, there's so many different avenues that you could have taken. It was probably more effective than, you know, GoFundMe. But, I mean, I just don't even see how the website would even allow something like that. I'm sure somebody would need to be report that thing.
Now, do you think it's actually What I'm trying to say is, do you think it's some kind of mental problem going on where people think it's okay to just, hey, I'll just put this out there and see who bites?
I mean, certainly. There definitely is a mental problem going on. I mean, again, like when your back is against the wall, people think of all types of insanely creative ways to do minimal. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how desperate people get and the things that they think about to get what they really want. And I mean, like I said, we just discussed how she didn't have to do all of that just to, you know, try to raise some money. You could go on Craigslist and sell your butt if that's what you want to do. And I mean, I'm pretty sure there's people who know about Craigslist. People don't go to GoFundMe.com thinking that they can buy some ass. You know what I mean?
Nail it right on the head. Again, we're talking with Darren Flood, the Prince of Norfolk. Well, I wanted to throw that in there. You know, but owner of Fitness First is also a trainer. And I'm thinking there's some kind of problem where I don't think exercising perhaps might be able to fix that. What do you think? If you're against the wall and you have problems where you think the wall is about to cave in on you, maybe you should go outside and do a little bit of running. A little bit of healthy eating, maybe that would help you think a little bit clearly. What do you think?
Well, there's definitely proof scientifically that you know, exercising reduces stress. Now, specifically, would that help, you know, certain individuals that have those type of problems, like severe mental? Because I mean, that GoFundMe case is extreme to me. I don't think there's enough exercising in the world for somebody like that to, you know, let them have that being out for, you know, them to think more clearly. But definitely exercise is, there's plenty of research on how it relieves stress. Have a lot of people who I train, who are just my friends as well, to just come by the gym and say, you know, I really want to blow some steam. And, you know, after a good workout, you know, they say, yo, you know, I feel a whole lot better about myself. You know, it was really just my time to just think clearly and focus on me. And I think that's important for everybody. You know, it isn't just, you know, people who are struggling with things. I think everybody needs to take a little bit of time out for themselves and just, you know, get their workout for.
Okay. All right. With that said, now it's going back to her. What do you think that might be really what really going on in her life? Why would she do something like this?
Again, with her, I mean, that's such an extreme case. Again, I think once again, it boils down to desperation, trying to find every avenue that she possibly can to just really put herself out there, you know, like, you know, social media is insanely, you know, popular and everybody's always on there. So, you know, maybe I won't do Craigslist or I won't do one of these hookup sites. I'll use Facebook and share it through GoFundMe. And because it's so ridiculous, you know, maybe people will reshare it in disbelief. So, I mean, there's a certain psychosis that goes along with that, too. I think it's insanely creative. But at the same time, like, what are you really thinking about? Because, you know, you get somebody who, like I said, may be in shock or in disbelief that, you know, this person is really doing this. But at the same time, that might be their whole motive the whole time. You know, I'm going to do something so ridiculous, I want the whole world to know. You know what I mean?
Now, why is it that some of our women think that these days all they need to have is the thing that's in between their legs? And these guys are going to do exactly what I want them to do. And I'm going to control you with this. And and things like that. Why is that? Why do we feel like, why do our women feel like that? That's all they have to offer these days, where, oh, I'm going to give him this P-U-S-S-Y, and he's going to do exactly what I tell him to do. Well, I'm going to act like I want to give it to him, and he's going to do exactly what I want him to do. Why is that?
Well, I think we are to blame, and we as in males are to blame for that. When you think about the media, when you think about how we act, you know, we allow the P-U-S-S-Y to control, you know, pretty much everything. And this is a lot of times speaking from a personal standpoint, you know, me buying new clothes, me trying to look good, me out here in the public trying to act a certain kind of way, you know, a lot of times I'm not doing that for myself. It's for me trying to attract, you know, and ultimately to, you know, get with her. So knowing that if every move that I'm doing is a calculated move to get with a woman or women, why wouldn't a halfway smart woman see that and want to take advantage of that, especially, you know, if they're in a monetary bind or even if they're in an emotional bind? Because, you know, women, just like men, blow off steam different types of ways. Sexual abuse, you know, a lot of times when you see kids who are molested and things like that, when they grow up, you know, that's the way that they communicate, you know, through sex and stuff like that. And, you know, doubling back, you can tell that, you know, if they see professional help, that person was molested. So, you know, I honestly feel like the men are to blame as much as the women are, because we allow, you know, the P-U-S-S-Y to control our lives. So they just take advantage of it. It's just being an opportunist.
So in a solution, what would you say about a solution to that problem?
Definitely to take a collective effort on our parts and our women's part. You know, we teaching daughters, not necessarily women, because you know how hard it is for adults to change habits, but teaching our daughters to value themselves, and in turn teaching our sons and our males to respect women like, you know, you would want them to respect your mother, you know. And then I think with that collective effort, you know, it would definitely be a progressive approach to, you know, having a solution.
Now, what do you think about single parenthood in our community, which is somewhere around 75 to 80 something percent? I'm not sure exactly. What do you think about that?
I'm fortunate enough to say that I didn't grow up in a single parent home, but I also know, you know, that there's been highly successful men and women, you know, who grew up in those type of homes. It's tough, you know, especially growing up in a neighborhood where it was regular for, you know, kids to not only grow up with one parent, but I had friends who their grandmothers took care of them, meaning that, you know, their mom and their dad bounced on them, whether it was for drugs or whatever the case may be. I mean, it was regular for one of my friends to be like, yeah, you know, grandma this or grandma that. And, you know, I may not never see their parents. Again, I think it boils down to the value system. And, you know, once again, that collective effort about respecting ourselves. If as a man, I respect me, my situation, naturally, I'm going to respect everything that I produce, I create, i.e., you know, children. And it's the same thing with women. You know, if they respect themselves and they respect their situation and we become mature, you know, education plus self-respect, you know, I think that would be definitely another progressive approach to eliminating that. Because do I think it's a problem? Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't imagine not having my mom and my father. You know, I've learned a lot from my dad. I learned a lot from my mom. But ultimately, I feel like you should and everybody should go through life having both of your parents there, because, you know, my dad always told me, you know, you can't teach a man to be a man. I don't care what you feel like or how you feel like. but, you know, what would you be without me, son? And, you know, to his credit, I don't know. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Now, we have another big, huge problem in the community, and I think that has something to do directly with single moms. Not single parenthood, but more like single moms. A lot of the men are becoming, or they're coming out. I don't know if they're becoming, or they're coming out. What is going on with that issue? Do you think it's a chemical imbalance, or do you think it's them watching the mom, you know, while they were growing up, they think that all you have to do is be feminine? What do you think?
I think there's a lot of factors that play into why things are the way they are when it comes to homosexuality. There has been proof and science that there's actually chemicals within food that promote that type of behavior. You know, you can check that up. Xylotoxins is actually the technical name for it. Also, you know, the media pushing, you know, those agendas time and time again. You know, I didn't grow up seeing that type of stuff on TV and things like that. So there has been grown an acceptance for that type of behavior. And yes, I do feel like single moms are partly responsible for it because they don't have that balance. You know, and just piggybacking off of what I said before, you know, a woman can't teach a man how to be a man because she doesn't know what it is to be a man. The only thing that she can do is do the best that she can with trying to instill masculine values and traits and things like that into our son. But there's so many contributing factors into why things the way that they are, like I said, from the food to the environment and to ultimately what we're teaching, you know, our kids and things like that. Like, I never, ever, 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 ever saw, you know, so many kids in high school and in middle school, you know, wearing, you know, the rainbow ribbon. Like, when I was coming up, if you were even suspected of being soft, we used to beat you up.
But now it's like, if you're not one of them, you might get beat up.
So the world is always changing, man, and you know, I don't know what to say about what's going on, especially in regards to that topic, but I do know that there's a lot of contributing factors to why things are the way they are. And I think, you know, you're on to it when it comes to, you know, the women in the household and not having a man. But there's a lot of other, you know, contributing factors. But I think mainly because the man isn't there, the things the way they are. But you're also starting to see now that, you know, the kids are being homosexuals when the man and the female are there. So, I mean, you can't pinpoint that per se when you got people who have, you know, a balanced household and they're still coming out. You know what I mean? Like, so what do you do then? You know, you can't blame the mom and you can't blame the dad. You know, you got to blame both of them. It's, I don't know. It's crazy, man.
Well, I'm not too sure. When I think when you have both parents and you still decide that you might want to be gay, I think TV and society has a big role to play with that. For instance, I think I saw a link, if it wasn't Love and Hip Hop somewhere. I'm not sure if it's Atlanta or somewhere else. It was two dudes in the bed talking about, like, a regular relationship shit, like it's normal thing. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? Why are we showing the kids this kind of crap? So how did we get from where it was almost impossible to find somebody that was like that, to now every block you might find like three or four people that just they just gay, and then next thing you know you have the, and I'm not bashing, I'm not gay bashing at all. I think that anybody can do whatever it is that they want and whenever they feel like they want to do it, whatever it is. But at the same time, if you are a kid growing up and this is all you see, you're actually pushing that on. You think that's exactly normal.
Exactly.
So what do you think about the programs like that? How can we, what can we do about programs like that? Besides not watching them, because I don't watch that crap. But I'm, you know, Facebook is kind of hard to get away from most of these issues.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't think that there is a way that you can quarantine or block your kid away from that. Because once again, think about the school. You know, I do some I have a contract with Norview High School. And I'm the strength and conditioning coach over there. And when I go into that school, I mean, there's groups. Even if you decide that you don't want your kid to watch TV, even if you don't want your kid to be on the internet, you can't be with your kid in that school. And there is tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of kids, 15, 16, 17, 18, you know, they're not even old enough to drive or have a job or anything, but they're walking hand in hand in a homosexual relationship. You know, that draws questions to your kid. And you don't think that they're going to ask those friends, like, so what are you doing? How are you doing it? Why, you know, so, I mean, there's just no way that you can get away from that kind of stuff. So what you would have to do, I think, is just personally, you know, because we know what's out there, we have to educate our kids on, you know, how we want them to be raised, you know, and like there were certain things that I didn't do and there were certain things that I did do when I came up because my parents fearing, like all of my friends pretty much either went to jail or you know, or dead. Or I mean, it sounds cliche, but, you know, when it came down to doing really, really, really bad stuff like selling drugs, doing drugs, stealing or something, like, no, because I was more afraid of what my parents would do to me than, you know, with me getting caught or anything like that. Like, nah, I'm not going to steal from this school because if my parents found out, they're going to kill me. You understand what I'm saying? So, I think we need to do a better job of teaching one another, teaching my kids.
So basically, it all goes down to parenting. So I'm thinking some of these parents, now go back to the whole single parent home, they really don't, you really don't have time to teach your kids. If it's only one mom or one dad, which is mostly one mom, and if she already has about four or five kids, when do you have time to sit them down to teach them right from wrong? Now, I'm not saying that the whole, again, the whole gay thing is right or wrong, but I think once you become an adult and you choose that's what you want to do, hey, more power to you. But once you are somewhere around eight, I was looking at this video one time, little boys, they couldn't be no more than 9, 10, singing about sucking thing on YouTube. They were taking turns singing like a rap group, singing about sucking things like you do. So
yeah, they were. Like, wait a minute. I remember that, like, they were in school or something. Like, there was a group of them.
Yeah, they were right there in the school. They were videotaping the whole thing, and they were talking about how they do this, how they do that with somebody's dong. How did it get so bad where it's normal to kids?
I don't know, man. I mean, it's for me personally, it's disheartening to know that, you know, and like I said, the way that the internet and how personal things, well, impersonal, excuse me, have things gotten where something that you may want to do, you know, in the locker room or something like that, somebody can easily have their cell phone and capture those moments. So, you know, again, like, Parenting is so insanely important, more so now than ever, because there isn't no private time. There isn't no intimate sex. There isn't no, you know, well, this is how I'm going to raise my kid, and that's just how it's going to be. You know, I mean, for the internet, things like that. Just like, you know, just information is almost instantaneously. I forget what the terminology is when they say, you know, you're only 6 or 7 people away from knowing, you know, everybody in the world or something like that. Because of the internet, that's decreased by like, you know, half or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, you know, those people, those kids probably were in like California or something like that. You saw it. I didn't even know that you saw it, and you didn't even discuss it. We're not interested in that type of stuff, but I saw the same thing too, and just total disbelief.
Hmm. So that's wow.
That's
but
how
we're
travel.
But we're running out of time now. Do you want to go ahead and tell the people what you do and how they can contact you?
I'm a personal trainer. I specialize in health and fitness. You know, I can be reached pretty much anytime. My Facebook page is it's a personal Facebook page, but I use it for business too. I know that's bad, but you know, I have fun. Whatever. Deron, Derron Flood, Flood. My gym is in Milford, Virginia, 816 East 25th Street. Personal training studio. Have a good time. I'm the best in the world. Again, my name is Deron Flood, and you can pretty much reach me anytime.
All right. Now, I appreciate you being the first guest on this thing here, and hopefully we can keep this thing going. And well-spoken guy, I hope to have you back.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so definitely we would sign off here, and hopefully we can talk really, really soon.
I appreciate you for having me here.
Thank you.
All right.
Now there you have it, Deron. Deron Flood. I always said his name wrong. Personal trainer in health fitness. Again, you have his contact information, and you can go from there. But we were just talking, you know, just talking about what we. Some of us see going wrong with our community. And thank you for tuning in. We'll see you again probably tomorrow. We're going to try to do this thing every night, and hopefully the audience will build from there. And you can check us out at pointofviewtv.net and on Facebook at pointofviewtv and Twitter, pointofviewtv1. And my name is D, signing off. Goodbye.